Jamasi Mahamahotsavati Shri Krishna Sri Avivasati Mahamahotsavati Shri Shri Radha Krishna Kota Gopina Shri Radha Shri Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasreshtam manamapi sachiputram matra swarupam Rupam dashugrajam rupurim maturim ghostavatim Radha kundam girivaram mahoradika madhavasam Prato yashipatita kripaya Shigurum tamnatosmi Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachi adile kakola Kahe premananda emana goranga hridaya dariya bola Uja goranga naha goranga naha goranga Goranga, Naha Goranga, Naha Gorangira, Naha More Jejana Goranga Baje, Se Hoy Amara Kanare Jejana Goranga Baje, Se Hoy Amara Kanare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ushaiva padam bhuja bhakti labhya, prema vidana parama pumarta. Tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya namo namaste Chaitanya Chandraya namo namaste Chaitanya Chandraya namo namaste Madgavir api gopala Sri kriyat kripaya jari Tadaiva sambhaya pipa Rishi Yusta Kriya Janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Vrajabala Bapahima Pancha Kopada Rubischa
Vipasandhu Yehacha Patitanandhanyo
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Shri Vaishnavi Gaura
Bhaktavinda
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Is anyone here who's coming here tonight for your first time? Please raise your hand. Okay. We're happy to have you. Okay. So, I've been reading some different things, and sometimes when you read too many things, you become confused. And so, I'm confused. And I have a question for all of you. Because you're all Vaishnavas, and you can help me with this question. Today is Krishna Janmashtami, the appearance day of Krishna. But who is really Krishna's parents? Some people, in Mathura especially, they insist that Devaki and Vasudeva are Krishna's parents. But then other people, they say that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are Krishna's parents. So, can anyone help me with this? Raise your hand. How many devotees here would say that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudeva? Raise your hand. Okay? Very good. It's not a trick question. It's an honest question. Don't worry. But how many devotees would say that Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Nanda? So many. This is very difficult. Because if we speak one thing, then the devotees, if we say that Krishna was actually the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, then all the devotees who raise their hands and say that Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Nanda, they may be very hurt and unhappy with me. And on the other hand, if we say that Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Nanda, then the devotees who said that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki will be angry with me. It's a very difficult situation. So, we'd like to read something to you from Srila Prabhupada. Because I hope that all of you will accept what he says. Prabhupada writes in his purport, 10th canto, chapter 3, text 47. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yoga Maya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared. Please mark that word, appeared. Okay? We'll come back there. He first appeared as Vishnu. And because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his Godhead. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti on the authority of Harivamsa. Now, we would like to tell you some stories tonight, but making stories, they're like a big palace. And if you're going to make a palace, any building requires a firm foundation. So I'd like to begin by speaking some siddhanta, some philosophy. It's a little technical. So if you're not a real technical person, just fasten your safety belt, and this will take 5 or 10 minutes and you'll get through it. Okay? So we say that bhakti is the science of love. And bhakti, as we mentioned a few days ago, is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as a hoitaki, a pratiyata, yayatma suprasediti. It's a very important verse. Maybe if Srila Prabhupada allows me, I'd like to speak a few things about this tomorrow also, in connection with Srila Prabhupada and our movement. That's another subject. Bhakti should be a hoitaki, without any motivation, and it should be a pratiyata, without any interruption. If in the assembly of Vaishnavas you've done some big service, maybe you've given a nice donation, you cooked a very big offering, and everyone else is getting recognized for their service, but they forget to mention your name, you should feel very happy. Oh, Krishna's accepted my service as a haitaki, without any motivation. Because if they would have said my name and clapped their hands, then maybe there's some motivation. If we consider the matter, if we Think about the Lord's pastimes in different places. Let's primarily say Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. The mood in these places is different. In Dwarka, we see that Krishna has 16,108 wives. You could never do that, Prabhuji. Very difficult thing. Sometimes people, they say, how can he be God if he has so many wives? I say, how could anybody not be God to have so many wives? Only God could have that many wives. The love that those wives have for Krishna is technically known as patitva. Patitva means they love him, it's imbued with the quality of pati, of their husband. And that's known as, this is a little technical, fasten your safety belt, this is known as sopadika priti, or love with a designation. Yes, I love you because you're my daughter. Very good. And then your daughter comes home one day, hey dad, I met these nice people at the university. They gave me this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Nice book. A week later she comes, dad, I'd like to join the Hare Krishnas. And then her father says, I hate you. You're not my daughter anymore. So that's love with some designation. Because sopadika priti, our love with a designation, involves a concept of possession. You belong to me. And I love you because you belong the way I want. You're my daughter. You're my son. I want you to go to law school and get a degree. And if you decide you want to study painting and art, then I become very, very angry. And maybe I want to reject you. So that's the nature of sopadika priti, love with a designation. The queens of Dwarka, they love Krishna, but they love him with this designation. He's our husband. Their love is known as swakya. It's married love. There's a motivation for married love. And their love is hoitaki priti, therefore. It has some motivation. And similarly, we can speak about the love in Mathura. But the love in Braj, it's ahoitaki. Some Vaishnavas, they resolve the conflict that we mentioned earlier, who's really Krishna's father and mother, by saying that Krishna is actually the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. And then he was carried by Vasudeva to Gokul, and he became the stepson, or the foster son, of Nanda and Yashoda. And they say that this makes their love even greater, because there's no reason for their love. They simply love Krishna, even if he's not actually their born son. So that's ahoitaki priti. It's nirupadika priti. It has no upadi. There's no designation. This is the love of the gopis of Braj. And everything in Braj, just as camphor that's put inside of a clay pot, even if you take the camphor out and wash the pot 100 times, that fragrance permeates all that clay pot. And so all of Braj is permeated with the fragrance of the gopis' love for Krishna. Their gopis' love is predominant. And the gopis' love is what? It's called Ram Atva. Just like Radhika Ram. Radhika Raman doesn't mean Ramachandra, but Radhika Raman refers to Krishna, who's the supreme giver of pleasure and happiness. This is the meaning of the word Ram in the Maha Mantra. It's not that Ram means Parsharam or Balaram, or Bhagavan Ramachandra, but it means Radhika Rama, Krishna, and therefore Hare, Radha with Radhika Rama, not Radha with Parshuram or some other strange thing. So their love is Ramatva. Their love is Ahoitaki Priti. It has no cause, because their Parakya, less. They're married to someone else. That's another story. I don't understand that. Their love is nirupadika priti. There's no upadis because they're married to someone else. There's no cause for it. And love, which continues even though every reason is there to break it, Rupa Goswami says, that's real love. So understanding that, understanding the difference between the love of Braj and the love of Mathura, we should begin our discussion. Many of you know that Devaki, they say she was a sister of Kamsa. She wasn't. Actually, she was a younger cousin of Krishna, as we spoke about a few days ago, and we posted on our charts over here. Kamsa was very affectionate to Devaki. And when Devaki got married to Vasudeva, Kamsa personally volunteered to be the chariot driver. And as they were driving that chariot, suddenly there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky. Ha! Fool! Idiot, Kamsa! Boka! You're driving your sister on this chariot, but you don't understand. Her eighth child will be the cause of your death. This is one of the mysteries about Krishna Leela. Who was that voice? Our acharyas have described that Akashvani came from the demigods. Why did the demigods speak up like that? They want to cause trouble for Devaki? That's not very nice. No, there's a reason behind it. Because service to Vaishnavas is so extremely powerful. The demigods were afraid. Kamsa is such a powerful person. He can defeat all the Devas. And now, look, he's doing service to Devaki and Vasudeva. He's doing Vaishnav Seva. And if he does his Seva, he's going to become even more powerful. We have to stop this somehow. And so they gave that Akashvani. Hey, stupid fellow, what are you doing? And we know, I won't go through all the details, how Kamsa killed the first six children of Devaki. The seventh child was transferred to the womb of Rohini. And the eighth child was born in the prison of Kamsa. Now, when Vaishnavas speak about Janmashtami, they speak about two different concepts. Please try to understand these two different Sanskrit words. They're simple words. One is Avirbhav, and the other is Janma. Sometimes we use them interchangeably, but there's some subtle difference between the two. Krishna's Avirbhav was in the prison of Kamsa. He suddenly appeared with a shankha, chakra, gada, padma, a club, lotus flower, conch shell and disc in his four hands, with a crown on his head. Ladies here who have given birth to babies, you would probably appreciate it would be better if your baby just appeared. If he's going to have a crown on his head, it would be a little difficult, especially the Sudarshan chakra, to give birth normally to such a baby. So there was no Janma Leela there. The baby simply appeared. He wasn't a baby, he appeared as full-on Lord Narayan. And Vasudeva and Devaki, they fell down on the ground and they offered obeisances and they began to recite prayers. And then we know, by the potency of Yoga Maya, all the guards in the prison went to sleep. Their chains suddenly came open for Vasudeva and Devaki, and the prison doors opened. And Vasudeva was instructed by the Lord to carry him to Nanda Maharaj's home in Gokul. Jiva Goswami says that when he reached the Jamuna, and Maharaj was mentioning some of this earlier, how Jamuna Devi, suddenly the baby slipped from the hands of Nanda Maharaj and fell in the water. It was a desire of Jamunaji, because she wanted to touch the wonderful body of baby Krishna. So Vasudeva picked the baby back up and brought him to the maternity ward of maternity room of Nanda Maharaj. Some devotees sometimes wonder, how did he make his way across the Jamuna River in the middle of that storm? Jiva Goswami says that Yoga Maya manifested the form of a golden-colored jackal. And she was swimming across the Jamuna in the place where the water was the most shallow. And so Vasudeva followed her. And he came to that maternity room of Nanda and Yashoda, and he looked there, and he saw an amazing thing. Yashoda had just given birth, and she was asleep. Has anyone here ever heard about a mother who was asleep when she gave birth to a baby? Raise your hand. I've never heard of anything like that before. So Vasudeva looked down, and he saw a baby girl. And so he took that baby boy and placed the baby boy next to Yashoda, and he picked up the baby girl and brought that girl back to Mathura. And according to the Bhagavatam, Kamsa then came and tried to kill that baby girl, and she went up in the air as Durga Devi and said, "Hey, Badmas, rascal, what are you trying to do? The child is going to kill you, has already been born somewhere else." This is the general understanding. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Saartha Darshan, says something a little different. He says the same thing that Jiva Goswami says in Gopal Champu, the same thing that Rupa Goswami says in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, and that Baladeva Dibhushan says in Aishvarya Kadambani. Many different books describe this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he quotes a verse in his commentary from Hari Vamsa Purana. Garva kale to sambhune ashtame masite striyo devaki cha yashoda cha susubhate samam tada. In the 8th month of pregnancy, which is considered asampurna, incomplete or early, both Yashoda and Devaki gave birth at the same time to Lord Hari, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Very interesting. He says that they gave birth at the same time to Lord Hari. Our acharyas have described that in the prison of Kamsa, Lord Vishnu appeared. He was Vasudeva Krishna. There's Vasudeva, his father, and Vasudeva, the son, the manifestation of the Lord. And Jiva Goswami and other acharyas say that actually Yashoda had twins. She had a baby girl, and she had a baby boy. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary in the Bhagavatam, says that the baby girl was born first. That was Yoga Maya. And Yoga Maya, by her strength, made Yashoda fall asleep. Otherwise, how is it possible for a woman to fall asleep when she's giving birth and to sleep so deeply? And then when Vasudeva came from Mathura with Vasudeva Krishna in his hands, by the strength of Yoga Maya, he couldn't see there were two babies next to Yashoda. A baby girl, Yoga Maya, and a baby boy, Nandanandan Krishna, Swayamrup Govinda, the original form of Krishna. And Vasudeva placed that baby, Vasudeva, down on the bed next to Yashoda, and that Vasudeva Krishna entered into the body of Nandanandan Krishna. And the entire time that Krishna performed his pastimes in Vrindavan, Vasudeva Krishna was there in his body. And Krishna didn't kill any demons. It was Vasudeva, Lord Narayan, Vasudeva Krishna, the body of Krishna, who killed all those demons. Except for Kali, Krishna personally did that. But that's another discussion also. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, he didn't leave Vrindavan. Vrindavana parityaga parikam nagacchati. Krishna never takes one step outside of Vrindavan. When he seemed to leave Vrindavan, it was Vasudeva Krishna who actually left. Now, there are many pramanas about this. Our acharyas cite Ramabhadvarta Purana and Srimad Bhagavatam, which says a similar thing. Nanda Hrishto Brahmanebhyo Dhanam Bahu Vidam Dadav Chicheda Nadim Dhatri Cha Snapayam Asabalakam. Nadim means, what does Nadi mean? Nadi means navel in Sanskrit. So Nadim refers to the cord, the cable that goes from the baby to the mother. And at the time when Krishna was born in Gokul to Yashoda, Chicheda means to cut. Chicheda Nadim Dhatri Cha, the nurse came and cut that cord. Now unless that cord was a very long cord and went all the way across the Jamuna to Mathura inside the prison of Kamsa, which is a little silly, it's conclusive proof. Krishna is the son of Yashoda. But there are two different things. One is Avirbhav, and the other is Janma. Avirbhav is a very amazing thing. We're sitting here amongst friends. If all of a sudden there was a bang and a puff of smoke, and a fellow with four arms and a crown on his head was floating in the air in front of all of us, we'd probably all be very surprised. And we'd probably fall down on the ground and offer prayers. But if somebody comes running in and say, oh my God, you know that Mataji who was so pregnant, her water just broke and she's giving birth to a baby right now upstairs in Goda Hari Prabhu's office. He's a very broad-minded brahmachari. And then you hear the sound of a little baby crying. Who's going to go and offer obeisances and offer prayers? It's a baby. There's a difference. In the concept of Avirbhav, there's awe and reverence. In the concept of Janma, there's sweetness and intimacy. So there's a difference between the son of Vasudeva and Devaki and the son of Yashoda and Nanda. Both Vasudeva Krishna and Nanda Nandan Krishna are the same personality. It's not that Lord Narayan is different than Krishna. It's not that the Arda Chandra, the half moon, is not really the moon. But the Purnima, the full moon, that's really the moon. That would be a little silly to say. Both of them are the moon, but one of them is only half as effulgent, half as full as the other. So there's a difference between Narayan and Krishna. Krishna has so many qualities that none of the devas have, but Krishna has four more than Narayan has. So there's a difference in Lord Narayan and in Krishna and Vrindavan, and there's also a difference in his parents. When Krishna went to Mathura, he sent a message of love with Uddhava. He told Uddhava, you go to Vrindavan, console my parents. Some people say that after Krishna left Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda just became stunned and was just standing like a statue and staring in the direction that Akura had gone, taking her Gopal away. And she stopped cooking, and that the oven of Mother Yashoda was now full of spider webs. There was no cooking going on in Vrindavan. So Uddhava arrived in Vrindavan, and Uddhava, he's very expert. Uddhava is described as being a disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is a guru of the Devatas. So Uddhava is a very expert person. He's a very good counselor. He knows so much Veda Vedanta philosophy. And he's very expert in consoling people. So when he saw that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were crying and crying, Uddhava wanted to console them. So he spoke to them the following verse from the 46th chapter of the 10th canto. Yuvayoriva naivayam atmajo bhagavan hari saivesham atmajo yatma pita mata sa ishvaraha. Don't cry. Krishna's not your son. Krishna's God. He's Bhagavan. Why should you cry? Huh? He's the Father, the Son, the soul of everyone. He's everywhere. It's good advice, isn't it? Uddhava, he's a very expert counselor. But when he told this to Nanda and Yashoda, he was very surprised to see their reaction. Other people, when he would tell them, don't cry, you should pray to Krishna. Krishna's in control of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha. It worked. But this time, it didn't work. When he told that to Nanda and Yashoda, they looked at him. And Nanda Maharaj said, Uddhava, what are you saying? Our Gopal is Bhagavan? Huh? What kind of stupid thing is that to say, Uddhava? We know our Gopal. Huh? Uddhava, I thought you were a wise person. I see you're just a boy. You don't know anything. Huh? I know who God is. We worship God in our house. Huh? My father, Parjanya Maharaj, he's a great devotee of Lord Narayan. And we worship Narayan in our house. Madhu Mangal comes every day, does the puja for Lord Narayan in our house. Lord Narayan is the creator. He's Jagatkarta. He's the controller of the universe. He's a nadi. He has no beginning. I was there when they cut the cord from baby Krishna to his mother. How can you say that Krishna is Narayan? Narayan's a nadi. He has no beginning. But Krishna was born from my wife, Yashoda. Lord Narayan is a Papa Vida. He's sinless. But our Gopal, he's a very fickle boy. He's very greedy and very angry. Narayan is Suddha Sattva Gunamaya. He's pure and free from contamination. But Uddhava, our Gopal, he's a chore. He's a thief. He's Choragraganya, the best of them. He stole the muckin, the butter from the gopis. He stole the clothes of the young gopis. He's such a thief, Uddhava. How can you say our Gopal is Narayan? Narayan is a thief? Huh? Narayan is such a sankalpa. Whatever he says is true, it's absolute. But our Gopal, many times, he lies to us. Narayan is Aptakam, Aptaram. He's self-satisfied. He never wants anything. But I've seen with my own eyes. Sometimes our Gopal would start crying when he gets hungry. Narayan is a supreme object of worship for everyone. But Uddhava, sometimes my Gopal, he used to come and he'd bring my shoes on his head and carry my shoes to me on his head. How can you say that's Narayan? What kind of thing are you saying? I may make a mistake, but Bhagavan never makes a mistake. If Krishna is Bhagavan, how can he make a mistake? If Krishna is Bhagavan, then how does he call me Baba and his mother Mata? Krishna is always dependent on us. He's a Saya. He feels helpless without us. Krishna is Yashoda Sanandaya. He's always sucking from the breast of Mother Yashoda. Rupa Goswami gives a nice description of this. When Krishna went to rescue Rukmini, her wicked brother Rukmini had tried to make some arrangements for Rukmini, the beautiful Rukmini, to be married to Sishupal. And Shishupal and Dantavakra, and many, many demoniac kings were there for the wedding. And Krishna came, and like a lion taking a sheep, he grabbed Rukmini and took her away from all of those wicked kings. Krishna began driving the chariot and began fighting with those warriors. How could he fight and drive the chariot at the same time? Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture, Rukmini was driving the chariot. She was a very tough Kshatriya lady. So just before they began to fight, you can imagine the scene. There's a few hundred million terrible warriors present there, and the most powerful kings on the planet, against Krishna by himself with his wife. And Krishna stood up and took his Panchajanya conch shell and put it to his mouth to blow the conch shell to begin the fight. And Rupa Goswami says, Kara yugalena grihitam nidhaya vanam bhujya dhamam kambum brajarajni stanapana smarana stamito hari jayati. All glories to Krishna, who took that conch shell with both hands, put it to his mouth to blow it, and suddenly became stunned in ecstasy in the middle of that battlefield. Why? Because Krishna, holding onto that white conch shell and putting it to his mouth, he remembered the breast of Mother Yashoda. Now there's some propaganda I've heard in our society. Some people say that Krishna is a brahmachari. But actually it's not a fact. Krishna's not a brahmachari. Krishna is a mamachari. He's a mamachari for Mother Yashoda. He loves Mother Yashoda so much. Now what's interesting, the 85th chapter of the 10th canto describes how Krishna killed Kamsa and rescued Vasudeva and Devaki. And when he rescued Vasudeva and Devaki, they began to offer prayers to him. They really like to offer prayers. They began to offer prayers again to Krishna. And listen to one of the things that Vasudeva told to Krishna. Yuvamnana shuto sakshad pradana purusheshvara. Actually, you're not our son. You're Bhagavan. You're God. This is the difference in the mood between Vasudeva and Devaki and Nanda and Yashoda. Nanda and Yashoda will never ever accept someone trying to tell them that Gopal is not their son. But Vasudeva and Devaki, they're afraid of Krishna. And they, you're not actually our son, actually you're Bhagavan. And then Krishna says, right. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine? Mataji, your little Arjun grows up and he goes to America and he becomes the CEO of Microsoft Computers. Yes. So you haven't seen him in several years. And you go there to his office and the secretary says, excuse me, you have an appointment? And you say, no, I just want to talk to Arjun. You have to have an appointment. And then you're sitting outside waiting in the office. And finally your son comes out. And you look at him and you say, excuse me, Mr. CEO. You're a big man now. Do you still remember your mother? Do you still remember Goloka Dham and Janmashtami we had there with the devotees? Now you're a big man. This is more the mood of Mother Yashoda and the Bridge Basis. They'll never accept that Krishna is a big person. They're not impressed because so many people are calling him Bhagavan, God. For Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Gopal is their dear son. Rupa Goswami, he's written some pranam mantras to Nanda and Yashoda. Shrutim apare smitim mitare Bharatamanye bhajantu bhavita aham ihanandam bande Yashyalinde Param Brahma. Those who are afraid of material existence worship the Vedic literature. Some people worship Smriti, correlates to Vedic literature. Others worship the Mahabharata. But as far as I am concerned, I will worship Nanda Maharaj, the father of Krishna, in whose courtyard the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, is playing as a little boy. Bandhu Karuna. Anyway, we need to be moving on later. So, in Braj, they'll never accept if people try to tell them that Krishna is not their son. Once, Krishna was with some of his boyfriends on the bank of the Jamuna at Vishramgat, or not Vishramgat, but another place near Gokul. And the boys started teasing him. We know something you don't know. We know something you don't know. Boys are like that sometimes. And Krishna said, what is it? What is it? And they said, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you. And Krishna became very agitated. Tell me, what is it? And he said, we know Yashoda is not really your mother. When Krishna heard that, suddenly his lower lip started quivering and his eyes became full of tears. He didn't say anything. He just turned and ran away from the boys. And Satchinanda Maharaj tells the same story in a little different way. Krishna ran to his mother and jumped on Yashoda's lap and was just crying and holding his mother. And Yashoda said, Gopal, what is it? And Gopal was just crying and crying, what's wrong? And finally Gopal was crying, they say you're not my mother. And then Mother Yashoda started crying. And she said, it's not true. It's not true. Many of you have heard Satchinanda Maharaj tell this. Such a nice point he makes. I'd like to repeat that. Some of you may not have heard it. He says that Krishna said that, Mata, I'm black and you're not. See, Mother Yashoda was a little blackish, but not like Krishna. And Mother Yashoda heard that, she said, silly boy, you don't know why you're black? You were born at midnight. Gopal said, oh, that makes sense if you're born at midnight. And Mother Yashoda said, the other reason is because when you were a little baby, I always gave you milk from a black cow. And because of that, you became black. Gopal said, oh, that makes sense. As Maharaj notes, another explanation is there. Where does Krishna live? This subject was being spoken about earlier today. Krishna lives in the eyes of the gopis. That's where he resides. And because the eyes of the gopis are always covered with cudgel, black cudgel around, that black cudgel has made Krishna black. Some people say it like that. I don't know. So there's always been some contention. Who's really Krishna's mother? I'd like to tell you a story, a very rare story that some devotees have heard. I think Satchinanda Maharaj has also told this. I heard this from my Guru Maharaj about 20 years ago. It's a story from the Prabhas Kanda, of the Skanda Purana. It describes there that Devaki, after she'd given birth to six children, six sons, who were murdered in front of her by her brother Kamsa, she was crying and crying. And then her seventh child seemed to be a miscarriage. Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini. She was a broken-hearted woman. And so then she began to pray there in that prison to the demigods. Sometimes the Vaishnavas do like that. The gopis, they worship Gopisham Mahadevi, they worship Katyayini Devi. They worship those personalities to please bring us together with Krishna. Some other Devaki, she prayed to Indra and the Devas, and she said, please, give me at least one son. And if you give me one son, then I promise, I'll do some yajna for your pleasure. And we know that Krishna was born. And Vasudeva Krishna was taken to Gokul by Vasudeva. And then later, that Vasudeva Krishna returned to Mathura and killed Kamsa and relieved Devaki and Vasudeva. Around that time, a little before that, Narad Muni, he had gone to Amaravati, the abode of Lord Indra. And he saw that Indra looked really depressed. Narad Muni said, hey Indra, Bodeva Raj, king of the Devas, why do you look so unhappy? And Indra said, Narad Muni, I really blew it. I didn't recognize Krishna as Bhagavan. And when the Brijbasis started worshipping Govardhan, I became furious. I sent a Sambhardic cloud to destroy Braj. Narad Muni said, but I heard that later Krishna forgave you. And he said, yes, he forgave me, that's true. But because of my pride and stupidity, I never got to see Krishna's Balalila. Narad Muni said, oh, is that all? You'd like to see Krishna's Balalila, his childhood pastimes? And Indra said, yes. Narad Muni said, let's be patient. I'll make some arrangement. So we know that after Krishna left Vrindavan, was in Mathura, then later he shifted to Dwarka, and he brought all the members of the Yadu dynasty to Dwarka. One day, Narad Muni came to Dwarka to visit Devaki. And Narad Muni came there, he said, Devaki, I'm disappointed with you. I thought that you were a very honest person. You were the daughter of Maharaj Devaka. You were a first-class Kshatriya girl. But how is it, Devaki, you don't keep your promises? Devaki became very disturbed. What did I do? What did I not do that I promised? Please tell me. Narad Muni said, hey, you promised that if you got a son, that you would worship the Devatas. And you didn't get just any son. You got Krishna. And you haven't fulfilled your promise to worship the Devas. Devaki said, oh, you're right. What should I do? You please give me some instructions. I don't know how to do all these things. Narad Muni said, you should go to the sacred place known as Prabhasketra, which is not far from Dwarka, on the bank of the ocean. And there, you should bring all the different greatest rishis, and they should chant mantras, and your Krishna should offer ghee in the fire while they're chanting mantras. Okay. Anything else we should do? And Narad Muni said, you should invite everybody all over the world. This should be such a yajna that everyone is invited. Padmavati was there. Padmavati is a little senile, a little crazy mother of Kamsa. And when Padmavati heard that, she said, Narad Muni, what are we going to do? We're just women. They didn't have an email account yet. There was no Facebook. How are we going to invite everybody all over the world? Can you help us? So Narad Muni, he agreed, yes, I'll go all over the world. I'll give out the invitations. And then Padmavati said, very good. She said, but Narad, one thing. Don't go to Vrindavan. Don't invite those people from Vrindavan. Narad Muni said, why not? Padmavati said, they're rascals. They're always trying to say that Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Nanda. And it's a lie. Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudeva.
And moreover, they didn't take care of Krishna. They abused him. They didn't even feed him properly. And he was a little baby. He was so hungry. He had to steal butter. And they made him do hard work, taking care of the cows. And they were so cruel to him, they didn't even give him a pair of shoes or an umbrella for the sun. They mistreated him in so many ways. And then one day he got hungry, and again he took some butter. And what did they do? They tied him up with ropes. It's terrible. Don't invite those bridge bosses. Narad Muni said, okay, very good. So Narad Muni left. And what was the first place that he went to? Vrindavan. Because Narad Muni, he's a troublemaker. And he arrived in Vrindavan. And when Nanda and Yashoda saw Narad Muni, they became so ecstatic. Hey, Narad Muni, have you seen our Gopal? Do you have any news about our Gopal? Narad Muni said, you didn't hear the news? Nanda Yashoda said, no, what news? Your Gopal, he's doing a big yajna at Prabhas Ketra. You didn't hear about it? Yashoda said, no. Narad Muni said, oh, he must not have invited you. Mother Yashoda was very sad. And then Nanda Maharaj, seeing his wife, silly woman, we're gwalas, we're rakals, coward people, we don't need an invitation. He's our family. We'll just go. Mother Yashoda was very happy. And the word spread very quickly in Vrindavan. Nanda and Yashoda, they're going to Prabhas Ketra to see Krishna. Immediately, Upananda and his wife, Prabhavati, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nandana, all the brothers of Nanda Maharaj and their wives, they said, we're also going. And they brought their bullock carts, packed a big supply of gobar, cow dung, so they could cook on the way. And then the cowherd boys said, well, we also want to go. And the gopis said, well, we're also going to go. And they started going. And the cows of Braj, they also started going. And the deer in the forest, they said, we also want to go. The deer and the animals, the dogs and cats, the birds in the sky in Vrindavan, they also started going. We're also going to go to see Krishna. And the fish in the Jamuna River, when they got the news, they said, we're also going. And they started swimming down the Jamuna to go to the ocean to see Krishna at Prabhas Ketra. So then Narad Muni, he went to see Indra. Hey Indra, you want to see Krishna's Balalila? Come with me. And Indra came with him. And Narad Muni went to Prabhas, and there was Padmavati and Devaki. And they asked Narad Muni, hey, did you invite everybody? Narad Muni said, yes, don't worry. I checked my list twice. Didn't miss anyone. I invited everybody. And then Padmavati, she said, but you didn't invite those bridge bosses, did you? And Narad Muni said, oh, God, I knew I forgot something. Asibolan. I knew I forgot something. Yes, I invited them. But Mavati was very annoyed. She said, anyway, I'll deal with this. And so, when the residents of Vrindavan were so excited, they arrived in Prabhas Ketra. Finally, they're going to see their Gopal again. They arrived there at the gates, and there, looking at Yamaraj personified, was Padmavati. Where do you think you're going? Mother Yashoda said, my little boy, my Gopal, is inside. I'm going to see him. And Padmavati became very annoyed. He's not your son. You can't tell that to Mother Yashoda. No, he's my little boy. No, he's not. It's a lie. Krishna's the son of Devaki. No. Oh, he's my Bala Gopal. No, no, he's a son of Devaki. So there was some argument. So what do you do when you have an argument like this? You need to have a mediator. So they appealed to Narad Muni. Now Narad Muni was in trouble. What's he going to say? They ask him, Narad Muni, you tell us, who is really Krishna's mother? Is it Devaki or is it Yashoda? Now he has the same dilemma that we had in the beginning of our talk. If he says that Krishna is the son of Devaki, he'll break the heart of Yashoda. And if he says that Krishna is the son of Yashoda, he'll break the heart of Devaki. Narad Muni is very intelligent. He said, well, actually it's very difficult to say who Krishna's mother really is. I'll tell you what. I've heard in Smriti Shastra that a child will always come to its mother. So both of you should call for Krishna. And whoever Krishna comes to, they will understand that's really Krishna's mother. Padmavati said, very good. Mm-hmm. So Devaki, you go first. So then Devaki started calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But the Brahmins, they were chanting mantras. Om Sahasya Sirsa Purusaha Sahasyaksa Sahasyapat Sabhumindisvato Vitya Achyatista Dasangulam Swaha Iram Narayana Iram Namama. And Krishna was pouring ghee in the fire. He couldn't hear her. And Devaki tried again and again. And then finally, she turned to Yashoda and she said, okay, Didi, you go ahead. And then Mother Yashoda started calling out for Krishna. Kanu! Kanu! The Brahmins were chanting mantras. And Krishna was pouring ghee in the fire. And suddenly, Krishna stopped. He said, what's that sound I hear? And he said, oh, there's some village people who just came. From some Vrindavan village or something. Ma? And Dwarkadish Krishna, who's Aishvarja Roop, the form of opulence, he jumped up and he dropped that wooden spoon in the fire. And he turned and started running to his mother. And suddenly, that opulent form as Dwarkadish disappeared. And he became little naked. 4-year-old Gopal, covered with dust. And Gopal was running and crying, Ma! 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 And Mother Yashoda was crying, Kanu! Kanu! And Gopal came and jumped into Mother Yashoda's arms. Mother Yashoda embraced him. We're going to have an Abhishek ceremony. Traditionally in India, on Janmashtami, many temples, they offer water to the deity. They bathe them with sacred waters from the Triveni. Three rivers are there. The Ganga, the Jamuna, and the Sarasvati. Mother Yashoda at that time, with Gopal in her arms, she also gave Gopal an Abhishek in the Triveni. Three types of water. Her eyes were pouring down tears. And those tears were going to the cudgel, the black cudgel around her eyes. And that water became black, like the water from the Jamuna. At the same time, Mother Yashoda's breast started pouring forth milk, which was white, like the water of the Ganga. And at the same time, in a way that no one could see, Mother Yashoda, her personified love, began to bathe Krishna, just like the waters of the Sarasvati River, which no one can see. And so then at that time, Narad Muni, he turned to Indra, and he said, hey, Devaraj, so you happy now? You can, you've gotten to see Krishna's Bala Leela? So Rupa Goswami, he describes, Ankaga Pankajana Bham Navaganav Vichita Ruchi Sichayam Virachita Jagat Pramodam Muhur Yasodam Namamayami. Mother Yashoda,
holds baby Krishna on her lap. Her garments are wonderfully beautiful. Her complexion is the color of a fresh rain cloud. She delights the entire world. I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto her. Mother Yashoda ki!
Yes!
Nandan Maharaja ki!
Yes!
Nandan Krishna ki!
Yes!
Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsava ki!
Yes!
So, is Goda Hari Prabhu here? Do we have time, a minute or two for questions, or should we just do kirtan? Whatever you say. So what should we do? We have kirtan now? Okay, so now we're prepared for Krishna's wonderful Abhishek. I want to thank everybody so much for coming tonight. And one last little comment. Please get the blessings of Radha Madan Mohan on this day. Do some service. Help this temple in different ways. You can give a donation. You can help him come and do some service. You can do something for the temple. And you'll make your life a blessing. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsava ki. Gopremanande. Amsha Kalpadaru Vishchan. Kripa Sindhu Vyahe Vachan. Patitana. Amen.